Hey everyone, it's Benji here. I just want to let you guys know that the Budget Overland podcast is no more. Ended that back in February 2024. I just wanted to come on here and give you guys a disclaimer as to not buy anything from Budget Overland Official. The only two things that you should be able to join is the Facebook group, and that is under groups, and it's called Budget Overland. You have to ask to join. It's still up and operational. And then budgetoverlandportal.com will still be up and operational until the domain name runs out, which I believe is good till 2026. Anything, everything else that's Budget Overland out there, please don't support. Please don't buy. It's either spam, scam, or something else. Just want to let you guys know, I did start a new podcast called Newfound Overland. It's available on all major platforms. Love to have you over there. Just kind of disclaimer here, guys, up front before you get into today's episode. There's a lot of gold out here. You know, every episode we had some good guests and good topics. So I don't want to discourage you guys from listening further, so please do, and I'd love to see you over on Newfound Overland. Bye-bye.
But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll...
Welcome back to another episode of the Budget Overland Podcast. I'm your host, Benji, and this is our fun little Monday show called Overland Shenanigans. Guys, we got a few housekeeping things, two voicemails. Stick around, see what kind of shenanigans we get ourselves into today. Happy Monday, and this is my Sunday, and it's about 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, and hopefully the Chiefs win the Super Bowl tonight. I am, honestly, folks, I don't know who's going to win. I don't want to get into football, but anyway, we're stoked at our house. We got a couple people coming over. We're going to smoke some, we're smoking some ribs right now. We're going to do some other stuff, like all the things, snacks, all the cool stuff. So anyway, we're going to be in and out of our house. We got a little fire pit outside with a little movie projector that we'll put out there, and then we'll have a TV inside as well so the kids can come inside and stay warm. But man, it's a great day. I'm pretty stoked anyway. I've been working on my studio all weekend, my new studio. So right now I record upstairs in my upstairs office. And me and my wife were talking, and she's like, you know what, just find a different studio, you know, like, cause I've got a warehouse / shop, and then we've got like a little shed out back. And I was like, well, what if I just convert the shed out back, you know, finish it. It's on a slab. It's an old school shed, you know, it's built, our house is really old anyway, but our house was built in like 1916. We renovated, why do I say re-renovated it? No, we renovated it back in 2021, and that little shed was there, and we just kind of put our lawnmower in there and then like kayaks, and it's kind of been a catch-all. But the structure of it, we just got a new metal roof on it last year. And I was like, man, that'd be perfect. And this was like my idea. Like, we had this conversation on Thursday night because Friday was beautiful. It was almost 70 something. And then Saturday was also pretty decent outside. So I was like, I'm going to take advantage of this. I'm going to take all that crap out of the shed. I'm going to convert that into my studio. It'll be in the backyard. If I have friends come over and they camp, I could have them on the show, blah, blah, blah. And I like to bite off more than I could handle. And I'm so glad I didn't do that, because I would have just had enough time to get all the crap out of there and not even have touched the inside. So my wife talks me off ledges all the time, and not really in a negative way, but in a reality snap kind of way. And she's like, why don't you just do something, you know, at the shop, at your warehouse? And I was like, you know what? That's a good idea. So yesterday we went to Lowe's twice yesterday. And anyway, we bought some like stains and stuff. I want to do some cool different accents and fun little stuff. If you're on Instagram and on Facebook, follow me over there. Newfound Overland on all the things. I've been posting up stuff here and there, kind of teasing. I mean, I like to show my my productivity and see what I've gotten done. However, I'm not going to give anyone a full picture unless you're like a super close friend, or you're in a Patreon with me over there, because, you know, I've got Patreon over there, and I'm all about it. Kind of adding more than I ever did before over on Patreon. So if you guys want to be a member over there, there's a couple different platforms or different tiers or whatever. You could join it. It sure helps me throw more at this show than anyway. That's neither here nor there. So go check it out if you want to be a Patreon member. Speaking of which, guys, you guys kicked butt going all over the place to all the different social links I dropped last week. In less than a week, we've got over 100 subs on the YouTube channel. We're about 100 likes on Facebook. It's like 150 followers over there already. Let's see here. And Instagram, we're about, I don't know how to figure out Instagram. I'm going to check real quick because it bothers me that I can't give you guys this kind of data. But where I was going with this is I'm like blown away by the support from y'all. 102 over here on Instagram, Newfoundland. You guys are the best community out there. And couldn't be happier. It's like that really helps motivate me. It really puts some extra wind in my sails, especially going from a pretty big platform. You know, Budget Overland's pretty darn big, and just walking away from it. You know, that's gut wrenching a little bit. But it's like I'm doing it for myself. I'm doing it for those who actually get what I'm trying to go after. And I'm just blown away by the support. You know, we've got 10 Patreon members already. And that really, like all that money that I get from that stuff goes into anything production wise, in the show. And, you know, I'm updating equipment. I ordered some lighting, some boom stands, because I am trying to get this thing to where I could live stream. I'm going to do, you know, in-person interviews. When I always joke around and say in studio, we've got blah, blah, blah. Hopefully I can make that a reality. Now I know it's not going to happen with all my guests. It'll probably only happen to like 5% or 10% of my guests, because honestly, a lot of people are all over the country and it's kind of hard to get people here. But I'd like to find some, maybe get my local friends in the studio more often and just have a good time. And there's so many different aspects I'm working on. So whenever I'm doing out of studio stuff, I don't want to say too much, but there's going to be some fun little features there as well. I am trying my best to make this as enjoyable for you as it is for me. I'm having a blast. I feel like I've got a breath of fresh air, literally ever since I announced that I was going to just start my own thing, you know, walk away from Budget Overland, like the amount of support from y'all. And I just felt really good, really motivated. So yeah, I'm kicking butt, taking names, and I'm really excited to show my new studio. And that leads me to my next thing. We're planning on launching, and I say we as in you and I and everyone that's listening, I feel like we're all just one big community and I love it. So we're going to launch this thing sometime in April, probably around the first weekend-ish. I don't know what days I'm going to be doing the podcast. I still plan on maybe doing two episodes, but give me some slack there at the beginning. We're going to have a few hiccups, maybe not, but I mean, I'm expecting some. So I think with the Patreon members also, I'm going to try to do a couple soft launches using the streaming device. So that's going to be kind of fun to a point, because I know that's going to be probably really boring and daunting for people to tune in. And I'm like, oh, hold on, this isn't right or that's not right. But I'm going to try my best to smooth out all this stuff, all the little kinks and things before our first episode, which I am pretty stoked. I've already said it 1,000 times, but guys, I just wanted to say thanks so much for the support. And anyway, very cool. We've got two voicemails today, and I've got a big men's camping trip coming up in like a week or two. And if you guys are familiar with the YouTube channel, gosh, we had 10 rigs from 6 different states last year, and we all met up sporadically throughout the Ozarks. I've mentioned this a few times on the show, but we're doing that again this year. But however, we're not going to have people come in at different sections and times and days. We're all going to meet at one spot, and we're going to do, I don't think it's going to be 200 miles, but we got 200 miles worth of trail down in the Ozarks planned out already. And it's going to be a 5-dayer. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be rugged. We're expecting temperatures to drop in the teens, if not the single digits. I know we've got a couple, if not one, hammock camper, and Destin and his dog. Hopefully they will fare well. Out of the 10 rigs, we've got probably 7 diesel heaters. So I told everyone, I said, if we need to get some splitters and think about that, now's the time to line that up, because there's no need for anyone to be like freezing to death out there while we're all burning up in our diesel heaters. So I can't wait to share. I know Baker Overland's going on. Hopefully he'll do a cool little video. I might do some small stuff. Eli does some videos with his channel. Who else is? Oh, Tony from Bats Off Road will be there. He says he's planning on doing some, getting a lot of cool video media stuff. It's just a blast when you can go out in the woods with people you trust that you know their wheeling experience now. You know, last year I knew everyone or pretty much knew everyone. There was about two or three I know. Mike Hancock, I never really wheeled with. I think I've wheeled with everyone else. I don't know. So anyway, you learn these people's kind of abilities, if you will, off-road, what lines they choose, how they react to certain situations. And I think everybody last year, we had about three or four breakdowns, some pretty gnarly stuff, but everyone kept their cool. No one flipped out. No one lost their head. No one panicked. And those are the kind of guys I want to go out in the woods with and have adventures with. Not people that freak out and panic. It's everything's fixable, guys. I think that's some rule of thumb. Whenever you're planning and organizing a trip, be as picky as you want. Say, hey, you need front and rear recovery points. You need to have at least a 3-inch lift or at least run 33-inch tires. I don't care if they're all-terrain or mud tires anymore, because right now I'm rocking all-terrains, and I've done some pretty gnarly stuff that I used to do in my mud tires. Obviously, I would prefer mud tires, especially down in the Ozarks this time of year where it's really muddy and clayey and probably snow and ice and all that stuff. But I just like to share a little insight there. You could be as picky as you want whenever you're planning these trips. If there's guys bringing trailers, those guys with trailers better be able to keep up with those without trailers, unless it's a different type of trip. It's a wheeling trip, base camp, whatever. We're not going to go down there. So anyway, I'm excited to share all that with you, and that's going to be fun. So other than that, I don't really have any big events coming up. I'm in just hustle mode to try to get my studio all done, and that way it doesn't cut into my work schedule. So that way I could do those kind of on the weekends and here and there when I get a minute. So pretty stoked. Stay tuned for that. I plan on dropping kind of a little teaser video for the new podcast, which is Newfound Overland. If you guys haven't already, check out the show notes below. I've got a link to all the things if you guys want to follow along on that adventure. I'm going to hang up this podcast probably mid-March. So this is what I'm calling the quote-unquote farewell tour. I got some guests lined up, and I need to reach out to some of my previous guests because I told them we would, and we need to do that. So you guys can kind of hear from them where they've been, because some of those people have not been on the show in probably 8 months to a year, and some maybe over a year. I just want to kind of tie everything together so you guys can kind of see where they're at, like an update, if you will. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm just kind of spieling out a bunch of things because my mind is going a million miles an hour. All right, let's get into some voicemails. Here is caller number one.
Hi, this is Scott from Eastern Washington State. And my question is, I bought a Wipro diesel heater. And in order to power it, I have a Jackery 1000 Plus. But in the instructions for the diesel heater, it says it needs a 15-amp DC out. And the Jackery only has a 10-amp DC out. Is there any other way I can power it? Or will my Jackery work? Just wondering what thoughts you had about that and how you power your diesel heater. Enjoy the show. Thank you. Bye.
All right, man. Well, you left me this voicemail, which I apologize, a couple weeks ago. I wanted to get you the correct answer. I'm no genius in this stuff, but you know, there's things that I don't know. If you search like when with the Facebook group, you know, everyone's like Vivor is awesome. And I think Vivor is awesome. And you could charge or you could run the diesel heater off of multiple different things. As long as you've got the power, the amperage and all that stuff, it's doable. So I reached out to Jake from Green Country 12 volt, and he responded with this. And I don't know why I exited out of that. It's on my Instagram, but he said, no, it will not work. You need the one that's compatible with that. And that was kind of an opened, closed question. So I want you, you know, to reach out to Jake. He's all about it. So if you follow Green Country 12 volt, he's on Instagram and Facebook, go check him out and say, hey man, I was calling into the Budget Overland voicemail thing and had the question. You popped up and you answered it kind of briefly. He loves these things. He loves the kind of questions. This is what he does for a living. Now, obviously, I don't want him to just do a bunch of free stuff. So I understand, like, if you reach out and ask him, he'll probably answer it in like 5 minutes. So Jake was on the show back in July 2023, season 3, episode 13. And check it out. And what I use, I've got the 5 kilowatt Vivor, whatever you want to call it. And I use the Blue Yeti EB55, which is about a 530-something watt-hour power station. So I can get about 2 nights out of that if I'm running the heat at about, I call it halfway, 2.5 way, and comfortably, you know, 5-6 hours a night, even if I can turn it down. Because sometimes with the voltage, mine's 5 kilowatt, but to a certain point, they need X amount of amperage or voltage. I'm not an electrician or anything, so all these verbiage things could be completely wrong, but they require enough to keep running. So I know this stuff gets really expensive, and you really don't want to mess around with guessing on a $500 power station and then like a $200, $150 diesel heater. So reach out to Jake. He's a super nice guy. Even if it's via like text, he'll help hook you up and put you in the right direction. And the other thing is, I bought one of those H calorie diesel heaters, and those guys over on Amazon, they keep having these fire sales. So guys, make sure you go check in on Amazon every once in a while for the H calorie. I've not fired mine up yet, but I understand that there's a lot of kind of minor upgrades you need to do to those. Some people haven't had any issues, and some people have had horrible issues, like it won't even turn on, or it just randomly shut off in the middle of the night, you know, and they froze, and it freezes to death because I heard the story, but they froze. So whenever it comes down to all this stuff, I don't know anything about it. I try to get you like a good answer from the professional, but with my schedule and how crazy I wasn't able to get him on the show. So I apologize, Scott, but please reach out to him. And if you have any questions on that, he'd more than happily answer your questions. All right, guys, let's go into caller number 2.
Hello. I don't know. I think I got the wrong number. You said this is the Budget Overland Hotline. I was trying to find Newfound Overland. So I'm not entirely sure if I got the numbers crossed or I missed out or anything, but I hope you have an amazing day, man. And looking forward to the upcoming episodes of Newfound Overland. And can't wait to hear them. Good luck. Best of luck. This is Phil down here in Florida. And hopefully one of these days I'll get out and meet you in person. All right. Have a good one.
Well, thanks, Phil, for calling in. Yes, this is still the Budget Overland Hotline. I don't know if I should probably change the number so someone from like 5 years from now isn't calling BO and then it crosses over to the new one. So I will get a new number, and that's a good point. I will put it in the new show notes on the new platform, which isn't out yet. How about that? Because it's, I don't know, I don't have anything to post. You know what? I will post something here in the next couple of weeks. So I will announce it here first. Kind of like a trailer, you know, like what to expect in the podcast. I will put all that stuff in there. And thanks, Phil, for bringing that up, because that's actually, I need to get on that. So we got Florida Phil and Florida Frank. I wonder if you guys know each other. If you do, please call in and say so. That'd be kind of cool. And I don't know. One day, I don't think I'll go to Florida ever in like my wheeling buggy. But if you're ever up in the Ozarks or Kentucky or I don't know, not Kentucky. Maybe if you're on the western side of Kentucky, maybe, but Oklahoma, wherever, Missouri, for sure. Hit me up, brother. I'd love to go out and wheel with you. That's going to do it for today's voicemails. I don't think there's really anything else worth covering other than if you guys want to follow along on this new podcast journey, find me at all the things at Newfound Overland. I've got the link tree up that takes you to all the things. I'll put that in the show notes below. Search it on. I am for sure on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. And, of course, Patreon if you want to do all that stuff. I'm not going to shove it down your throats. But, that's going to do it for today's show. Until next time, bye-bye.